CDF. For a POTA. If you're in a camper. It is officially cold. Yeah, my threshold for damage cold out is usually, I don't know, 20 degrees. Drop in the single digits, it's definitely cold. Amazing, we got these things, these chariots, get all toasty warm, and take us to work. Imagine back in the real good old days, hunter gatherers, get up in this, you'd have to go out and move the camp, go kill something to eat. There were no options. You couldn't just say cuddle up by the fire and get out with it.
No, you could not, but it also didn't have to be 30 miles each day.
This is true. Generally everything they needed was where they were. They were camping in the middle of it. On that last one, don't know what repeater you're on.
I was in the crater, but I'm supposed to go hunting on Saturday. I'm not looking forward to it, Saturday morning.
Is it a call, or are you going for a meet, or a trophy, or all the above? What's the, where are you going?
Same farm, we still got to take a couple more does out, and I would like one more for my freezer, and then I got a buddy at work that still wants one, so if I can go there and whack two, I'm going to call it a season. I'm hoping that's how it's going to go, but I don't know. The weather gets them moving, so we'll see.
What's it supposed to be like tomorrow? Is this cold? How long is this cold snap in for?
I briefly looked yesterday when I was talking to some dude on HF. By the way, my 80 meter, my wire works good on 80 meters. I was on 10 watts. I was talking to a dude in Massachusetts. Saturday, Sunday is like high of 32, low of 20. And then I think we're getting a bunch more snow. I don't know if it's a bunch, but it looks like plenty of snow on Sunday. And then, it's not getting warm, that's for sure, but it's not going to be single digits.
Oh, yeah, highs of 32, that's fine. That's winter weather, right? No big deal. Just get down to 20 overnight. It's a standard fare, although a little early for December, I think. This is what we've got here, is a little unseasonably cold for pre-Christmas. Usually you see this in January, February, but, well, it sounds like it won't be a bad hunt then. It'll feel like, it'll feel nice at 32. Well, of course, you'll be out there at O-Dark 30, so won't be quite that warm.
I'm with you. 32 is like winter weather, go outside, you're not freezing. You just got to put, you know, decent clothes and a hat on. You're all right, but you drop into the teens, the 20s, and the single digits, then it gets pretty wicked. But I'll be sitting in front of a heater the whole hunt, so it should be all right. But, yeah, it does feel like a January, February morning. I'm hoping it's not going to be like this all winter. I would like it to be. I said it the other day. I want a bunch of snow, and I want decent temps, not frigid, miserable times.
And the weather never cooperates. We'll see. but, well, I'm sure you got the gear to deal with it no matter what it is. You know, the tough part's just you got to make that quick run to the store or just run the garbage out to the, you know, run the garbage out or something like that. And you can't just, you know, run out in your slippers. It's like everything's a mini adventure. You don't have to, you know, bundle up, but, you know, no running out in your socks, that's for sure. Just the little things. I mean, if you run to the grocery store, you know, it's like, you know, if I warm the car up and if I get straight out, but then I'm going to be, you know, hanging by the car for a while loading it. Yeah, you got to wear a coat and everything else. You got to kind of get ready for it. Ah, well, we'll live. I remember when I was a kid, man. Snow, especially. I remember it being frigid cold. A couple of times it got down, like, below zero with the wind chill. It was way down, and, you know, it was downright dangerous. But the snow, man, we'd get some snow in December. You wouldn't see the ground again until March. It was like that all through the 70s and the early 80s, I think.
My life hack for the quick runs, or you just got to go somewhere, you're not really going to be outside, but you got to commute somewhere, is I got a heated coat or a heated vest. So typically I throw on jeans and that, and I'm all right. And I wish we got that kind of snow. I remember that even just growing up, winters were winters. They weren't these, you know, you get a dusting here and there, and then it thaws a little bit, and then it freezes, and you got this brown, nasty, you know, tundra of ice and crystal crap all over the place. You can't really do anything in it. And then the roads are just white and covered in salt, which I guess, yeah, that's fine. You know, keep the roads clear. But it would be nice to have snow. Like, snow where you can't see the grass underneath of it.
Well, maybe this is our year. Who knows? I remember, my dad telling me, he says, if you're out running distance back in the late 70s, you know, he said, when it gets really, really cold like this, he goes, you know, you can run around in your jacket, because, you know, we were young, and, you know, we were running around in tennis shoes, and ski jackets were real popular back then. Very colorful, light jackets, and it was all about style, not about functionality. But anyhow, well, I mean, they were for skiing, right? So they had to be good. Not. But anyhow, you'd say, you know, look, he goes, that's all well and good. He goes, but throw your hunting gear in the back, your Sorels and your one piece, something like that, when it's going to be like wind chill 20, minus 20. Just keep it in the car with you, in a blanket. So I got kind of used to doing that. When it gets really, really frigid, I got my Carhartt bibs, my Arctic Line bibs, and usually I'm okay in the coat department, but you know, if I got to go out to a site and I got to, you know, be out there for a while, kind of nice to have the felt packs and the Arctic Line bibs, so I try to keep them with me.
That's a good thing to do. When I was driving out to Wixom, I kept crap like that in the car. I went a little bit extreme. I had, you know, way more gear than I needed to, but I'm like, if I get stuck on 696 for whatever reason, and I can't get out because I'm in those tunnels, I need to stay warm. So I did the same thing. If it's that cold and you're going somewhere, I'd rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. That goes for a couple things. And I need to go get, that reminds me, I gotta go to Track Supply and get some new bibs for this year. I don't have any warm outdoor work gear. I haven't had it in years. Got a little too thick around the waistline.
Yeah, I really miss my felt packs, and so I went on a quest a couple of years ago for a pair of Sorels. I found mine, and they were all dry rotted from the leather uppers and stuff. I mean, not terrible, but it was time. And I forget the company I bought, but I keep those things right by the front door. And I'll tell you what, I'll be in my sweatpants and slippers, and I don't even have socks on. I can slip my foot into those, in and out of those, and just do anything. But if I got to go plow the snow or something like that, those things are great. You can't beat those things for keeping your feet warm. So, but I forget the brand that I got. I did a lot of research on it and ended up with this. They weren't Sorels, which were all the rage when I was younger. Not so much anymore, this new company. But those things are great. I mean, they're not convenient to walk around in, you know, if you got to walk long term. Although, I'll tell you what, I've humped some miles deer hunting with Sorels. Yeah, it's possible. It's just they're not the best.
If you recall the brand, let me know. I you know, we talked about Carhartt becoming the hipster thing. Well, that's Sorel also. It's a style boot now. It's not a functional boot. I'm sure it is, but that's not why people buy it anymore. But that's on my list of things I need. I need bibs. I need some boots. I've got some lacrosse Alpha Burleys with like 1,600 gram insulation, but they're hunting boots, and they're not for walking around in. They're 16-inch boot. They're heavy. They're big. They're hard to drive in. Like, when I had my Tacoma, I couldn't drive in those boots because it was a manual. I would hit the clutch and the brake. But, yeah, I need something that I can just slip on and off for, you know, plowing the driveway, going outside, whatever. So I'm curious what brand they were. What is the generic term, duck boots? Is that what it is?
I think that might be right. I always just call them felt, you know, felt packs. And because they got that that inner slipper boot, you know, that felt pack thing inside. I don't know. That might be it. That sounds familiar.
You said you've got a tractor at your house. Do you have a snowblower on it, or do you got a plow?
A plow. I got a box store, you know, Lowe's, Home Depot, John Deere. So, you know, it's not kidding anybody. It's a box store tractor, but it was their best one. And which, whatever. And I got a snowplow on it. I got an Ahrens, you know, it's all hydraulic, and I've got a plow for that and a snowblower. But I got to rebuild that thing. It's. I really want to, because it's just such a fantastic tractor. But right now, the little box store John Deere with the snowplow and the wheel weights is getting it done.
Doesn't matter what it is, it just has to work, right?
You are correct. And it does quite well. I got no problem with it. You know, the blade leaves a little bit to be desired. It's kind of got like there's this like trip point. You push it forward and it drops down, and then you pull it and it sticks up. So it's kind of a weird kind of a two position, and then the angling is all, you know, you gotta hold this lever and pull the lever, push the lever, and so you can angle it from the seat and raise it and lower it, and it's kind of crude, but it works. That was where my Ahrens was really nice. It was all hydraulic. The angling was manual, but the lift was hydraulic, and just felt it really got down and floated on the ground a lot better than this one. But it does the job. Most of the time, I don't even bring it out. I don't bring it out until the snow gets to a certain point. And you know, I just use the little snowblower, single stage. But, you know, we hit some real snow. I'm going to have to consider. In fact, this last one we had, I know you guys didn't get hit by it like we did, but it was pretty sloppy down here, and it was pretty heavy. And I could see where that little single stage was huffing it a little bit, so I'm going to have to plow if it gets wet and heavy like that.
tell you what, I had a John Deere single stage. I don't know who made it. It was a two-stroke. The thing ran so good and did so good until, like you said, you put that wet, sloppy snow. And I regret selling it. I sold it to a girl that I worked with, years ago at an old job. But, same. I usually don't do anything with the snow until I need to, but we actually got quite a bit to the point where I had to plow my driveway and my neighbor's driveway. And, my setup's the same thing. I can from a seat raise it and lower it, but I gotta manually pull a pin and angle it, so I usually just leave it straight and just run it into the ditch across the street from the driveway, or just run it to the back of my driveway. So I really don't need to angle it too much.
Didn't you have a plow on one of your trucks? I don't know why I'm thinking you did.
No, sir. I've got a plow on my four-wheeler, and that's it.
So how's that work? I always thought about doing that instead. You know, I've got to just leave the garden tractor for lawn duty and use a quad, and then I can get other use out of it. The only problem is there's not a lot of use for it where I live. If I live somewhere where I could use it more, it'd be a no-brainer, but I don't. But how's the snow plow on the quad? Does that work good?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much it'll push for it not weighing too much. I don't know how much my setup weighs. It's heavier than my old four-wheeler, but it pushes it no problem. It's, you got an on-demand all-wheel drive switch, so I just flip it on, so I'm in four-wheel. Keep it in low, and it just chugs along and pushes whatever I need to. Plow's on skid, so gravel driveway, right? I'm trying not to redo it every spring, but it bounces on the skids, and it's not perfect, but it's enough to move the snow and make it usable for vehicles.
Yeah, before I paved, I remember that. It was, you know, and even now that I'm completely paved, a plow always leaves, you know, snow on the drive. Not a lot, but at least a little. You know, whereas that, and even my two-stage snowblower left a coating, you know, not a lot. But, man, that single-stage paddle, that thing cleans it right down to the cement. That's one place where it excels.
Good morning, Tom. That's what I liked about my single stage. Like, when I was done, the driveway was, like, clean. As long as no one had driven on it or walked on it and, you know, packed the snow down, it was back down to the blacktop. But, yeah, with the plow, I mean, I guess it's a trade-off, right? I don't have to walk the whole driveway and spend as much time. Like, what did it take me the other day? It took me, like, 8 minutes to do my driveway. So it's really, really hard to argue that I can live with a little bit of snow. Go ahead, Tom.
Are you guys talking about shoveling snow or snow blowing snow? I heard something that, Dakota, you got a tractor with forks and a bucket. I paid some kid down the street to do it.
That's another way to do it. You got to figure it out. My tractor cost me, figured about $2,500, and then the snow plow, I mean, I bought it on Craigslist. But, you know, I got another couple $100 into that with the wheel weights and everything like that. So how many snow plows could you pay for? Now, you know, I cut the grass with it too, so let's be real. But honestly, you got to think about, you know, like a snowblower. A good one's going to cost you probably, what, $600-700, I'm thinking. How many pay fors could you do? You got to start crunching the numbers and doing the math. Dakota?
That's a fact. I've paid people. For me, it's a bit different. Like, I'm not paying anyone to shovel my driveway. So the last year, I did have my plow, or at least not in the beginning, and I called a guy. It was $80 to do my driveway. So is it really worth it at that point? I mean, yeah, even if I only do it 2-3 times a year, it's not going to cost anything that a four-wheeler and a plow cost. And, like, a winch, and all, there's a lot more that goes into it, but also I can use my four-wheeler for 100 other things. My big thing is I can do it when I need to do it right now instead of having to wait for somebody. That's my main reason. Tom?
Well, what the nice thing is I think it's paying him like $20-25. He shovels around the vehicles on the street, the sidewalk, the porch, and I have a crushed asphalt driveway, so any snowblower I use there will get torn up within the first season. So it's just a lot easier to pay one of the neighborhood kids to do it. And plus, they're making money, so they're saving up for something, so I don't mind doing that. John?
Let me order my coffee here. I'm next up to the window. I'll be right back. They'll be in a few.
I'm just sitting here sipping mine.
I am traversing across the road and sipping my coffee.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for the 8-degree weather yet. Well, my truck says 13 now, but here we are, sitting in a truck with the heated seat, heated steering wheel, and the heat blasting before I walk inside.
I have nothing like that. I grip a cold steering wheel, but at least I have remote start on it that I can start and let it run for a half hour to warm up. My wife's Escalade, she has heated seats and, you know, bottom and back. And my daughter has the same thing, but none of us have heated steering wheel. So I had to freeze for the first 5 minutes.
Well, the good thing is you don't have to pay for the gas, so you can just keep that thing running for an hour.
Yeah, I can remote start it and I run for 15 minutes, and I can remote start it a second time. Another 15 minutes, and that's it. Only gives you half an hour. By that time, it's roasty toasty. Yeah, I don't have to pay for the fuel for it, which I have to get on my way to Bloomfield. KCKCO. See if Sean's back yet.
Yeah, I'm waiting in the line to get my coffee now, so I'll be just making quick chit-chat with the barista as they hand me my coffee. I pretty much clear the window.
I don't know if I missed a memo or not, but my parking lot is literally empty.
Maybe you got a snow day.
Unfortunately, those don't exist. There's garbage on the ground. We got to pick it up. So we're running. I feel bad for the guys on the back of the truck today, man.
Yeah, but they've got those big Carhartt suits that you guys give them to stay warm. I have to buy my own thermals, but I got a nice thick heavy jacket and a jumpsuit that works.
Yeah, I was just telling Sean I need to go to TSC this week and or today or something. I have like no cold weather gear. That's not hunting gear.
I got this. It's almost like it's a jumpsuit. You know, the legs open up and I can put my boots through it. Zip that up and then just, they're like coveralls, and then I just wrap the scarf around me and then I throw on a jacket. Usually I stay pretty warm. If I know I'm going to be outside all day, then I'll wear some thermal socks, and that kind of suffices. And I'll jump in the truck and warm up for a bit if I have to.
I was looking at those mono suits. I need to find one. I wouldn't mind that.
I had two, and I can't remember where I put the other one. I got two of the big, heavy, reflective jackets, you know, for winter, and it's got a hoodie on it that I can put around my head. I also got one of those, gaiters or whatever they call it, where I could turn it into a scarf kind of thing or a hoodie, and then I, of course, have my beanie on top of that.
Are you guys doing a lot of work outside right now?
Yeah, I'm going to one right now in Bloomfield. working, but thank goodness the controller is in a warm room, and it's still kind of decent below ground, even though I'm right by the overhead door. But now that I know what's going on with it, I can figure it out a little bit easier.
You ever see somebody that just looks, this girl, the barista, you know, that, she always real pleasant every morning, but, she looks Nebraska or Iowa, I mean, long blonde hair, and she's just, I look at her and I say, Nebraska.
Sean's got a thing for the Midwest corn-fed girls.
Oh, I like, I'm all over the palette there, but she's a attractive young lady, but she's very pleasant. She's always, you know, she remembers me. She's probably like that with everybody. She's got a gift, you know, and, you know, everybody feels special when they pull up because she remembers them.
Which Starbucks is that?
What one would this be? By the Myers over on Grosbeck by Cass, the new Myers, not really new anymore. So, yeah, south of Cass on Grosbeck.
That place is $7 for a quadruple cappuccino.
Nah, I got two drinks I get. I either get a tall Pikes, which is... 2-something, I forget what it is, 280 or something like that. I forget, 260. Or I get my quad espresso macchiato, which is 4. So those are my two drinks. I don't get any of those fancy foo-foo drinks. Unless I'm using Stars, then I usually get $9, $10, $11, $12 drinks by the time I'm done. But I use Stars for them for free.
$4 for a quad espresso shot is really not that bad.
No, absolutely not, because it's an easy for a tall pike. I like the blonde roast myself. But then you sit down at a restaurant, what is it, $3.79? Almost $4 for an endless cup of joe. But still, you know, that's just brood stuff. Yeah, Starbucks isn't too bad depending on what it is.
Yeah, if you buy their foo-foo drink, you're going to pay. But if you just stick to coffee, it's about on par with everywhere else. So it's just a matter of whether you like the coffee or not. There is a guy on this street. There's a little back road into my complex. There's a guy that I see every single morning walking his dogs. And then when I'm leaving at night, I see him walking again. It's like he's always walking his dogs. And it's like you'd think one time today I did. First time I was going to say, where's the guy? He's not here today. Probably a little too cold for him. I digress, sorry.
I doubled there. Sorry, Sean. That was the thing I forgot to mention last night. I cold turkey quit the energy drinks, too.
Ew, how can you drink those? I tried one once, and then just, even the Red Bull, my son used to drink Red Bull. I tried drinking that, and it's just, I don't think so. I like my nice hot cup of freshly brewed coffee, and that's as far as it goes. Today I put a little regular coffee in there. You can get a little bit of caffeine, but not too much because my heart says, no, not today.
Getting gas.
You know, Tom, I'm not big on them. It's not like the guy I work with, he'll try every flavor of every brand. Like, he just mixes it up. I am a sugar-free Red Bull. That's it. That's my jam. I love them. Sugar-free Red Bull is like the morning version of my Miller Lite in a bottle.
Yeah, I think it's just the taste. You know, since I have stopped drinking soda and all that other stuff, I'm strictly water. coffee, and occasionally apple or orange juice or something. And lights on. I'll be right back. I have to fill up this beast. KJ, I'll be back.
I'm hanging in the window waiting for the pump to click here.
I had to get gas this morning, too. How much are you guys paying? I paid freaking $2.99 because I went to the same place.
That pump just clicked, and I don't pay nothing.
That's right. You guys in your company cars, I miss those days.
The pump says $3.09, but with my Upside app, I get 20 cents a pack on each gallon, which then goes into my Upside app. I use that for whatever, but still, I don't pay nothing.
I tried to negotiate that when I came over here because I was leaving a company car and all that, but he just gave me more money, so go get whatever you want. I'm not giving you a company car. I still think the company car was a better value.
All right, let me jump out here and transition over to the Cisco. I'll be back in a minute or two or three. WFU.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to break out my computer and start working from the truck. I don't want to go in. There's nobody here.
Ooh, it's cold outside. 10 degrees is what I got. So I'm sitting in my vehicle waiting for the pump to click. I got 25 gallons I got to put in this thing.
Yep, I did that this morning. I was pretty much on E, so I just sat in the truck while it filled up. Tom, have I showed you my bag phone radio that I've been using?
No, you gotta send me a picture of it.
I was joking with Anthony yesterday. I'm like, I honestly would rather use this than what's mounted in my other truck.
Really? Nice and simple for the antenna on the roof?
Yep, just bought a new mag mount. I've got that short little Comet mobile antenna, and it's been working real good.
Holy moly, is it cold out there. Pretty close up your back, and that's it. Yeah, you got to send me a picture of that. I want to take a look at it. KJ.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not getting out of the truck yet. I just texted you a couple pictures of it.
That is beyond sweet. How does this stay cool? Because you got it in that cage that you printed. It helps with the circulation.
You know, I was worried about that, but it really doesn't get warm. This is it's an Armalock cage, so it's all aluminum, and it acts as a heat sink, and then there's probably 4 inches underneath of it where the fan can actually move air, and then it just kind of forces the hot air out the top when the bag's open. So I really don't think I'm going to have heating issues. Like, even I'm on mid-power right now, which is 25 watts on this radio, and it's been fine. I put my hand on it, and it doesn't feel warm or anything. Battery lasts probably 4 days, 5 days. I probably get a full week out of this thing, honestly. But so far, so good. Knock on wood.
Which one is that?
My 2730 bag phone.
Oh, okay. When you started talking batteries and stuff, I was thinking of handheld.
No, fortunately, those days are over. This works way better.
It really does. The only thing, you know, handhelds are great for if you're just going to, you know, be bopping around in a ham swap or something, or I don't know. Handhelds are, I don't know. Unless you build enough infrastructure, so.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet. I like the way it looks. You know, you said about the aluminum case in there. Yeah, you get good circulation, good heat sink.
I agree. The handhelds, they're cool. They're good for walking around the house if you got a note or something, or you're going to an event, but there's just no performance out of them.
You say you posted pictures somewhere?
I texted them to Tom. I can send it to you.
Put it in the Discord.
I thought I did. Maybe, are you in, where did I post it? I might have posted in the Who Cares one. Are you in there?
I'm not in the Who Cares one. David hasn't sent me an invite yet. I'm on the RP and the FBI. Yeah, that's a sweet little setup there. You use it, what, just a standard 7.5 hour SLA?
Sean, what channel do I post it in? And, no, it's a Dakota Lithium 7-amp hour light bulb 4 battery.
Tech Talk, Hoda and Larks. I don't know. No, you can put it just about anywhere. Tech Talk, probably, I guess.
Chocolate made a good one on FBI. That'll work. Yeah, that's a really sweet setup.
All right, I just posted. I always forget that, like, Discord's a thing.
I've had Discord for years, but I was using it when I was at the airport to do the scamming videos and stuff.
I pretty much only use Discord for calling my buddies when we're playing games together.
Well, I had a Discord account to go in there, and you could find all these telephone numbers that the incorrigibles use to take money from, you know, people and stuff like that. And then I had FireRTC, which was a spoofing software for telephone numbers. But that's been shut down for a while, but that was a pretty cool app that I had there.
People are just now starting to trickle in here.
Well, see, it started a trend, John.
Well, what trend is that? I got an email here that's got my blood pressure up a little bit.
Dakota, you just started earlier than expected. Because usually they're around this time, aren't you?
Yeah, it depends. Anywhere between 6:45 and 8 is my typical start time, but I try to be here before 7:30. I'm usually here around 7:10, 7:15. But I was here. It seems like the later I work, the earlier I get here the next day. So I was here till 6:15 last night, and I was here early today.
Well, typically my shift doesn't start till 10. You know, my hours are 10 to 6:30. But I'm again, you know, when I work with the other guy, you know, I'm always out early. But today I wanted to start early so I can get out of here early, hopefully. You know, because I got one in Bloomfield I got to do, then I got to go to Ann Arbor, do a bank, and then I got programming to do at a detention facility for the rest of the day.
Unfortunately for me, getting here early does not mean I get to leave early. It means I get to get my stuff done, and if the opportunity arises, I get to sneak out a little early, but that usually is never the case.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, I start earlier and I work late. You know, it all depends. You know, my boss doesn't mind. He knows that between my coworker and myself, we usually get everything done. I mean, we've gone all the way out to Grand Rapids, gone and done 3 jobs out there, and it's like only noon, 12 o'clock, or noon or 2 o'clock, and we'll grab something else or find something else, pull some overtime. jobs done.
All right, Teams chats are coming in just like that. People start showing up and they need things because it's Friday and no one wants to work. So I'm going to clear out of here. I'm hoping I'll be out of here by 4. So maybe I'll catch you guys this afternoon. If not, have a good day. Stay warm. Catch everyone later. And 8 PBS.
For the day, don't work too hard. It's Friday. 73 to both. KJO.
N1KRD Mobile.
This is KC3UUK. Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Kilo, coming into your system via Echolink. Could somebody give me a signal report out there one time? KC3UUK, looking for a signal report. This is KC3UUK. Requesting a signal report from someone. KC3UUK, looking for a signal report out there.
You are coming in loud and clear. Sounds great. KZ8Z.
Can you come back with that call sign one more time? You cut out on me. I couldn't copy it.
Kilo Zulu 8 Zulu. KZ8Z.
All right, I do appreciate that comeback. Yeah, my name is Herb, and I'm in the West Mifflin, Pennsylvania area, southwestern PA, and I am trying the various Echolink systems and what's working and what ain't working around the country, seeing what's working, and just kind of build a database with it. So I do appreciate the comeback. There's a lot of stuff that don't work out there anymore. And I do appreciate the comeback on that, and I thank you. And 73 is to you, my friend.
Sounds great. 73 to you, too.
Fabulous. Come on, Traverse City.
KABB.
K-E-8, are you 8?
W-A-F-U, Steve here.
W-A-F-U.
Good afternoon. W-8-R-C-Y. Are you planning on going to breakfast in the morning?
I am. Where have you been? Haven't heard you in a few days.
Yeah, I may not have been on, but I'm always listening. And, of course, I'm always on Discord reading that stuff and the humor back and forth and all the other things that go on. But I'm always lurking or listening or reading or doing something. The radio is always on. I turn it on at 5 o'clock in the morning. I just got to remember to turn on the notes sometimes. I'm on RF, and you have the notes sitting right here next to me. So, but I got the big box radio on today. And, okay, I will be there when you pull up. I will be sitting in the lobby waiting for you, and I will be there, and I'm thankful and appreciative that you're doing that. We'll see you in the morning.
All righty. Yeah, I just, even if I don't hear from you, I go through the lot, and if I don't see you walking out, I'm like, huh, did he say he was not going to be here? Like I did last time. But I go, oh, yeah, it's really no big deal. Especially since I dropped down to get that Starbucks run. It's really not a big deal.
Well, on the way back tomorrow, I might have to stop at Kroger's because I got to pick up a few things. But I'll know more in the morning with that. And, again, it's much appreciated. And we'll look forward to seeing you. Haven't seen you in a while physically. And, I'm still the same old me. I haven't changed much. I'll let you enjoy your ride home and listen for Anthony, Dakota, and all those characters. And I will be getting back to taking care of what I'm taking care of, which isn't much. I'm still kind of tired. I stayed up late to watch the Lions game, and I slept in until about almost 7:30 this morning. So, okie dokie, I'm just rambling because I'm kind of slap happy. We'll see you in the morning. Thanks a lot. What is it again? Because I talked to Mike today from the Troy Repeater. First time I actually talked to him on GMRS on the Troy, and I had to remember my GMRS call sign. I use it one time, and I forget my ham call sign. W8RCY. I'll figure it out. Have a great weekend, or have a great evening. We'll see you in the morning.
Okay, well, if you need to do the grocery shopping trip and you want to go somewhere different, like Lear or go to the Kroger Marketplace or whatever, let me know. We could always do that after breakfast. So at least get you to your door without having to worry about how you're going to carry things. So just let me know if that's ever the case. The only time that would be is on the rare occasion I have something scheduled right after breakfast, which is almost never, or if we are particularly long, it's football season and Ohio's playing at noon. Those would be about the only times it would be a problem.
Does Ohio State and Indiana play this weekend, or do they have the weekend off?
No, it's this weekend, tomorrow, but it's prime time. I think kickoff's at 8, so it's a prime time game.
Okay, but no, I might have my little cart with me that folds up to about the size of a folded grocery bag. It's on wheels. I can just leave that in your car, and then you can just drop me off. And what I got to bring back in that little cart is minuscule. It's just coffee items and knickknacks and things like that that won't even fill the cart. So, but I should be good to go. I appreciate the offer. All right, enjoy your ride home. Enjoy your evening. We'll see you in the morning. W-A-R-C-Y.
All right, we'll see you in the morning. We'll take it from there. I gotta jump up. Gotta jump off here and got a phone call. W8FU.
I will not be at breakfast in the morning. W8BPD.
sorry I didn't catch that. I was on the other side of my mansion, and I didn't have the volume up long enough. Did you say you were or were not going to be able to be there in the morning? I will not be there. I am working, so I can have money for my wife to spend on Christmas presents for people. Okie dokie. We copy that. Of course, you know you'll be missed, but we'll do our best not to talk about you. All right, have a good evening. Have a good weekend. Don't work too hard, and we'll talk to you hopefully throughout next week. Take care. W8RCY. Yeah, well, I've actually been busy this week because they broke several guys. Anyway, stay warm, stay healthy, and I will talk to you later. W8PPD. This is not KBB. I'm sorry I missed that. The volume was turned down. Oh, I simply said this is not KBB. And you would be correct. I'm out here in the, out in Waterford, Clarkston area, so I'm on Phil's machine, but I remember now that it's no. I can hear it okay. I thought I might have heard there's a problem with the Holly machine as well, so you may be in a compromised area at this particular time. Well, I went over to the Warren machine here, and it's actually a little stronger where I am at this time. Have you tried TJ's machine, the 2.175 in Detroit? It has an amazing footprint. Is it connected? AAPD. It is to the degree that the Central Michigan MI-1 network is, which is, yes, most of the time. Okay, yeah, I just checked in over there too, or, well, that's where I am now. So is it here or there? Anyway, yeah, this just isn't a real great location. So I know that once it fills up, so it'll fill in this area when it happened to be. Now, I forgot about this repeater. I didn't realize how, what its coverage was. Got, you know, bacon, you know, popcorn. So, you know, so there is that. But I can hear you. And, yeah, we're trying to find, I got, well, you know what I'm trying to do with Phil's. And I really got to get on that. If I don't do it before the holidays, I really should do that before the holidays. We have the alternate, you know, which is a sure thing, but there's a couple of preferreds that we're trying to work through first before we go to the sure thing. Okie dokie. Well, went back to the water one. Whenever I'm up on a hill, everything's nice and clear, and then I get down where I am now in a low spot, and everything gets noisy. Irony is that you said then I get down here in a low spot, and it was the best you've sounded. I went back to the Warren repeater, and I think my default setting for the memories is not high power. It's like 50 medium high, so I clicked the button up to high power, and so it has, I don't know, 5 extra watts or something, 10 extra watts. But I think I'm in just a good spot. Well, it's working. Anyhow, that guy, I'm always looking for Marantz receivers of that ilk, and in particular, 2265, because, you know, I've got one. And that one popped up, and as I started reading, and then the name seemed familiar to me, and, you know, and then where he was at, I'm like, wait a minute. I go, did I meet this guy over your place? I remember I was talking to him, and he said he lived right here and all that. So then I went to his profile, and I saw his picture, and he looked familiar, thinking, yeah, that's got to be a guy I met over your place. But his is purdy with that wood cabinet. Ugh.
Weren't terrible around Thanksgiving. They were pretty greasy on Monday, though. Headed over to Alpena super early in the morning, got there around 8 o'clock, and most of the roads weren't plowed yet. It was 45 miles an hour top.
You been doing much work outside?
Thankfully, not yet.
Well, at least you got that going for you. Could be worse.
I don't really want to deal with working outside at the moment.
Wow, you know how to use a roundabout.
No, never mind. I spoke too soon. You stopped at the yield, and you didn't need to. Gotta love that.
Seems like each year they get more and more of those down here, and more traffic jams because no one knows how to use the damn things.
Yeah, they just put a major, or put in a big one at the major intersection in, a pretty major intersection near Traverse, actually in Traverse, at M22 and M72. It used to be a god-awful mess of a traffic light, and now it's a five-exit roundabout. And one of those exits, in order to go to get on the parkway eastbound, you got to go all the way around it. It's a fun time, even though the road you want to go on is almost parallel. The issue is that most vehicles don't have the turning radius for it, so you got to go all the way around.
It makes you wonder who signs off on this stuff.
And I used to give a crap about that, and it's just gotten so bad now that I just choose to not.
Yeah, but it's totally out of your control.
Yep. So. Anyway. How are things going down that way?
I can't complain. Work's been work, but it's Friday, so there's that. But it's just day in and day out, man. Seems like till spring, there's not a whole lot to look forward to anymore.
Yeah, that happens. Okay, I'm just pulling into the driveway here, so we'll catch you later. Enjoy the weekend. And eat your lunch.
Yup, you too. Have a good weekend, man. And eat your lunch.
KCAKJO, Tom. How you doing? WD8KLL.
Oh, just finishing up the day in Highland Park and going home.
Alrighty then. Yeah, I thought I heard you. I was trying to get hold of Jack on MI5 network. And did you hear us over there?
On AMR, I can hear Jack, but I could not hear you.
Okay, because I was on my 991A, my base, but now I'm on my mobile, but I threw my call out, I could see it coming up on the dashboard, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's odd, because I can hear him just fine, and I called out and told him that I didn't think you're on the air, and then here you are on 2.6.
I can see him on the other side there calling out a minute ago, so I'm not sure. I can try it, flip over there on this radio, I guess.
Give it a shot. I'll be over there. And I'll see if I hear you. KCKGO.
What are you doing, KLL? KFAPIC.
Jack, yeah, I was just getting ready to run back over there to MI-5 to see if this radio you guys could hear me on.
Go ahead, because I'm on the 96. There's nothing going on MI-5, SW-1. Even SW-2 I have on the 10-1. It's not doing nothing.
Okay, I can see you calling out, and I was coming back to you, and I could see it on the dashboard, but there was no audio, evidently. But I'm on a different radio. I'm going to try it. I'm going to flip over there real quick. WDAKLL.
Hey, no problem. I'm going to go on MI-5 SW-1.
Okay, I'll meet you over there.
NADF.